with the gentleman from Member Support Service. Actually, Tom, you're from Aspire Federal Credit Union, Aspire. But we're talking CUSO with Joe Ricardo, Member Support Services. The really kind of the cool, a very cool story behind this CUSO. Yes. Let's, you want to catch everybody up on this
sure,
real quick?
Sure. If you remember last year, we met here mm-hmm. at a conference, and we were about to roll our lending group into the CUSO. We were mm-hmm. talking about that planning process. So we're finishing up this week, actually. We're mm-hmm. moving our last credit union, the third credit union, into the CUSO this week.
Oh, really? Right on.
And we'll have loan origination, loan services in place for all three credit unions.
Right on.
And at that point, we have four business units in, collections, deposit ops, info technology, mm-hmm. and lending.
Wow, you guys are moving and
yeah,
shaking.
We're doing really well. Right really on. Good. So Tom's keeping me busy.
So we started this in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
With the big job being the core, mm-hmm. doing the core search, selecting correlation in the end. Mm-hmm. 2015, doing the migration to the new core. And then 16, 17, 18, payments, collections, IT, lending.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still smiling. Right, we're still friends.
Yeah. When's it going to be complete? It sounds like a house that's never done.
Well, these are the big units.
Okay.
You know, these are the home runs.
Gotcha.
Anything further would be smaller areas. And, you know, we're always looking at that to see what makes sense to move into the CUSO. One of the next steps will be looking at, and from my perspective, looking at some partners, maybe additional credit unions to be involved, clients, because there's a lot of interest in what we're doing. And even if there's others around the country that want help setting this up and going through the process and learning the lessons that we've learned along the way to make a successful shared venture like this.
Yeah, no doubt. It's such a unique, this is one of my favorite stories in the industry. It's such a unique story, and it's coming to fruition. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's taken a while. That's okay, though. That's okay. Good things come to those who wait. Exactly.
And it takes time because not only are you transitioning to a CUSO, but things are changing in the credit union as well.
Mm-hmm. No
so
doubt.
Business as usual has changed at the credit union level.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge transformation, a business transformation,
mm-hmm.
sometimes a cultural transformation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's big as well. We're also going to start looking at optimizing what we've already put in place, because sometimes we do what we call lift and shift,
mm-hmm.
and we bring things over as they stand in the credit union
mm-hmm.
today with some minor standardization,
mm-hmm.
but now it's time to really, you know, roll up the pages and say let's see where we can really really build efficiencies
costs. We need the efficiency, we need the skill set too, so that we can hire the talent that we couldn't individually afford to help us advance the cause and move the needle a bit.
Yeah, finding that talent out there is key. I think in any industry right now, there's a what they call a talent or a war for talent. There's a talent war going on right now, and you guys are right there in the thick of it. So this show, what do you guys want to accomplish here? What are some of your goals? What are some of your takeaways? What do you want to achieve here?
Well, what we are looking at doing, like I said, is optimizing. So we're looking at standardizing on a product. We've made a decision that core first is going to be our focus. What that means is if we have a third-party product that we're running lending on
mm-hmm.
today,
mm-hmm.
we're going to look at the core product first, which is Keystone, and we're going to make sure that we standardize on that for all three credit unions,
mm-hmm.
and then start to build some integration between the third parties that we use within those products, like a repo company for collections, integration directly to them,
mm-hmm.
and do bidirectional feeds into the core preview dollars for collections.
Mm-hmm.
Some Allied widgets that would connect us with Allied for insurances and CPI for lending.
Mm-hmm.
So things like that we're looking at really focusing on, and we're using some of these vendors here that will support that.
Oh, really?
To take care of that. We met with one today for about an hour, which
mm-hmm.
you know, we pretty much laid what our approach is with them, and
mm-hmm.
so it's gonna really be interesting and fun.
Right on, right on.
Yeah.
Tom, anything to add?
Three things I look for coming out here. First, see what correlation is up to, how they're evolving and growing the system, because it's always changing and it's always a lot of really cool stuff, really good stuff. So I want to see what they're doing. Then I want to talk to the vendors. So we got around to a lot of the vendors, see what the latest and greatest is, what the new ideas are, who now is connected in, because the vendor piece has grown dramatically. There's far more vendors. Every year, there's the number of vendors grows by double digits.
Oh, yeah, the hallways are jammed.
Yeah, yeah. And then third, of course, is the other users, because not only we have our collaboration, but all the users collaborate. You know, we share our ideas and we talk about what we're doing and what works, what doesn't work, and it's really good to start making some of those connections and having a network of other people that are focused on this core.
Well, and it makes the technology stronger when you guys collaborate. Right. You know, hey, like you said, what's working for you? How can we adapt that to our system and that type of stuff?
Regardless of where the credit unions are located, too, we don't compete with each other. We're competing with the banks, community financial institutions. So even if you're around this, down the street, you got to help each other out. You know, and then when we have the common core, then we can do things together. We can really make a difference.
I have never heard more of the collaboration message this year than ever before. I mean, you go to GAC or any of any conference, any size. It's been, you got to collaborate to compete. You got to collab. This is our most powerful asset is the collaboration.
Yeah. And a lot of the success of the credit union's future is around collaboration. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It builds a solid foundation. For the future and for their successes in the future. One of the things that I noticed here is, like I told you last year, Mike, is it's like a reunion for me again, And this year I came out here, and there's like three or four people that I work with in different industries that are working for Correlation now. And I'm like, wow, this is really crazy. Mm-hmm. But that helps too, because it builds it supports and strengthens the network that you have.
Yeah.
And, you start to see the benefits of that.
And the reason why I bring up the collaboration, because you guys are proof in the pudding. That collaboration truly works, even in a technology sense. So it's really cool.
It's a lot of hard work, though.
Oh, sure.
It's a lot of hard work, and like I mentioned earlier, the cultures change, and there's a lot of things you have to work out between the credit unions and the CUSO. And like I mentioned last year, the primary message for my staff is that we're a service organization, mm-hmm. And we have to have that service delivery mindset in everything we do.
And collaboration becomes more and more important because look at cybersecurity and the risks that are out there. It's expensive people, and you need to buy talent. And very few credit unions are in a position where they can really buy talent. We're talking to some billion-dollar shops, and they're like, we're not too sure because we need all these different skill sets, and we can't hire all these different people. So we need to find ways. And if it's sharing a person, if it's renting it from a vendor to find that skill set, you've got to start collaborating and building those networks to make it happen.
All right, guys, where do we go from here? I mean, we've already set a really nice table for you guys. Mm. So where do we go from here with member support services?
Well, I'm going to let Tom go first on this.
All right. Get out your crystal ball there, Mr. O'Shea.
It's a very big tent. So, sharing what we've done with other people, just so they can do the same thing. Bringing other people into our organization that might say, hey, I'd like to use your IT support, or I'd like to use your collections. And then bringing people on that might say, hey, I'd like to really be all in and be a partner with you guys and participate and give back as well as take from the organization. So, the opportunities are endless, so it's a matter of what's direction we want to go on and then move forward.
How do you decipher, how do you filter out which path to go on? Because like you said, there's many to choose from.
First and foremost,
do your research.
We're going to say too, what's the impact on the three of us? We put a lot of money, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this creating the organization.
A lot of risk.
So when we are doing something to add value to others, it's got to return back to us as well. Mm-hmm. We can't just, we want to be as charitable as we can, we have members that
it's a business,
Right, it's a business, and we have members and a board that we have to answer to. So that's our first cut.
Okay.
And then we're looking at the trends, what's going on outside. What are the services members want? Mm-hmm. Is it investment services, mortgage services, mm-hmm. whatever, insurance services? And then what would it take for us to do that? Mm-hmm. Is it something we can do with a group? Even though we're $1 billion between the three of us, still not a lot in the big mm-hmm. scheme of things. Yeah. So we're looking at what are the resources we'd have to commit to something for whatever the return might be. Mm-hmm. But it's tough. It's tough because CEOs got easy buttons, and we want to just do it all and get it done tomorrow. And
wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. And Joe says, "Whoa, slow down."
They didn't give me an easy button though with my CEO title.
Yours is more like a crankshaft or something like that.
Right. So what I see is kind of what Tom says, but we're right now we're a cost containment business, so we don't make a profit. Basically, we send the credit unions the bill, they pay us, we have nothing else after that on the balance sheet. Mm-hmm. That is. So I'd like to see us get to a point where we bring not only partners in, but clients, so we can help that cost piece with revenue generation and become a real company that generates a profit.
That's a little capital.
And then it will. And then it can, you know, could be distributed to the credit unions.
I think it'll happen.
At the end of the year.
It'll happen.
Like
right. Yeah. Just keep going. Right,
it'll get there. Yeah. It'll get there. It just takes, you know, we're rather impatient lot, so yeah. It just takes a little bit longer than we would like. But
what was that we said earlier? Good things come to those who wait.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, guys. Any final words of wisdom here? Any updates? Anything else you want to add to kind of wrap it up here, Joe?
Well, I just want to, you know, say that if anyone is looking to do this, mm-hmm. like Tom said, in the market, just do your homework. Do a very comprehensive review of what you want to do, what you want to accomplish. Build a really solid business case. And, you know, sometimes it takes a full year for you to go through that process. Mm-hmm. But just do your homework, because once you start to make that investment, as Tom said, it's a big investment, and it can be risky. But just do a comprehensive review.
And I got it, Tom.
However long you think it's going to take, double it.
It will be long.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll end on that message. Thank you so much. Appreciate
the time,
Tom.
Mike,
always a pleasure,
much.
Sir.
Mike, chat with you.
Thank you very much.
Well done, guys.
Thank you.